It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Hey, good evening, everybody, from Pender, Nebraska. It is time for district basketball finals tonight. Class C2 action, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds are taking on the Penn Dragons of Pender High School. I know you want to know what it is. I will tell you here in just a moment. What are the Penn Dragons? The Penn Dragon is preparation, respect, integrity, determination, and excellence. It spells out pride. So that's what a Penn Dragon is. The Penn Dragons of Pender, they are here in the district final. They are going for a fourth consecutive state title if they can get a win here tonight and head off to the state tournament next week in Lincoln. The Johnson County Central T-Birds, 18-6 on the year for Coach Garrett Collins. Penn Dragons come in 24-2 on this season. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's game, Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner. Be sure to thank them and all of our sponsors for bringing this high school basketball action on Sunny 101.3 throughout the season. One game to report, a final earlier on sister station KTNC tonight. It was Falls City State. Our girls advanced in the state tournament. They defeated St. Mary's out of O'Neill 43-40 in a hard-fought ball game at the Roe Activity Center. 43-40 was the final. They win for the Iron Girls, and they're back to state for the 19th time in the 20-year coaching career of Coach Luke Santa, and I believe that will make 15 in a row. Now, looking at the teams we have going here today, here's how they got here. Pender, they've got two losses on the year. They lost to West Central South Dakota, a team that's 16-4, 62-57 at the Wayne Holiday Tournament. And they lost to Class C1 Lincoln Christian, a team that's 23-2. Also, that was back on February 12th. GCC, 18 wins on the year, losses to Johnson Brock twice and to Freeman twice. And they also lost to Louisville, and they lost to Aquinas Catholic. So there's not a bad loss among these two teams this season, which is what you expect once you advance to the district finals. Teams, well, the Penn Dragons are out warming up. ACC went into the locker room, and now here they come back out to get their final warm-ups in before this game gets underway. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back, and I'll give the starting lineup for tonight's action coming up on Sunny 101.3.
As a healthcare center, we treat all kinds of illness. But the first step in good health is prevention of disease. Nutrition, diet, and exercise play an important role, but sometimes they're not enough. Watch your body's warning signs. If you notice a change in your health, call us. We have the expertise to address any issue before it becomes a concern.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family has been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Call Vern Kettlehake at 402-335-8189.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the Game of the Week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Boys, there's a district final coming up on Monday. They're going to travel all the way out to Kimball for their game on Monday. They've got to, they're going to leave Sunday at noon to head to their boys' district final. That's being played Monday late afternoon. For Pender. Pender has won the last three Class C2 state championships. They have been to the state tournament quite often since 1984, and since 2011, they've been there nine times in the last 14 years. For Johnson County Central, as JCC, they've not made the state tournament since they combined with Cook, Johnson Cook, but Johnson made it, or Johnson made it, rather, excuse me, last time in 2006 when they played Guardian Angel Central Catholic and came up on the short side of the scoreboard that day. For tonight, the starters for the visitors from Johnson County Central, Coach Garrett Collin and his assistant Justin Dammy, Reed Ganucci, and Zadie Plager. Starting five tonight will be a 5'9" sophomore in Riley Wellensick, averaging 6.9 points per game. Sophia Schmidt, a 5'8" sophomore, she averages 6.4 points per game. Molly Weber is a 5'10" junior. She averages 4.6 points per game. Ashley Beathy is a 6'2" senior, averaging 8.2 points and 6.1 rebounds per contest. And Harley Lubin, a 6-foot senior, averaging 12.4 points and 6.6 rebounds per game for Johnson County Central. Harley set a new school record a couple of weeks ago for most points, probably longer than that. She became the first JCC girl to crack the 1,000-point mark in her career and was the all-time leading scorer for the Johnson County Central girls. For the Pender Pendragons, for Coach Jason Dolliver, his starting five tonight will include a Hadley Walsh, a 5'11 senior, averages 15.4 points and 7.8 rebounds a game. Madeline Dolliver is a 5'8 senior, averaging 11.7 points per game. Macy Dolliver is a 5'5 freshman. She is coming in at 5.9 points per game. Haley Schrader is a 6-foot junior, averaging 3.3 points and 3.3 rebounds per game. And the fifth starter, Myra Hansen, a 5'11 sophomore, averaging 11.1 points per contest for the Pendragons. They, again, are 24-2 on the season. And JCC comes in here 18-6 on the year. For Johnson County Central this year, they shoot 22% from beyond the three-point line. And for the Pendragons, they come into this ballgame, a team that, big team, they go inside, but they're not afraid to shoot it from the outside as well. Should be a good matchup. Teams come over to their respective benches. We've got pregame festivities. We'll take another 2-minute timeout and be back with a tip-off coming up here in a few minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Hey, Thunderbirds. Winter's almost over, but cold and flu season is in full swing. Chief Drug in downtown Tecumseh is here to help you get through the season as easy as possible. Don't have your flu shot? It's never too late to get one. Give us a call and you can get that flu shot same day. While you're in, grab everyday essentials like cold meds, vitamins, bandages, and more. Locally owned, community trusted. Chief Drug keeps Tecumseh healthy one neighbor at a time. On the square in downtown Tecumseh.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
Raise your glass, grab a sandwich, and settle in. The Grain Bed in Tecumseh has something for everyone to enjoy. From old-fashioned soda fountain sips to stack sandwiches and Nebraska craft brews on tap, it's your hometown hangout. Open Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 8. Follow the fun on Facebook and Instagram at The Grain Bin Tecumseh so you can keep up with all of our specials and events. Now let's cheers to good times downtown on the square in Tecumseh at The Grain Bin.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary, their family serving your family.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game, our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, we're still getting all the pregame festivities taken care of here in Pender. Finally got all the non-starters and starters introduced. Over in Missouri tonight, at the start of the fourth quarter, in girls class 1, District 16 game, Mound City and Rockport girls tied up at 31 all at the start of the fourth quarter tonight. 31-31, and that game being played in, I believe that's at Stanbury tonight. So we're about ready to get the teams out here. National Anthem. Boy, it's a big crowd on hand here from Pender. They've got at least 9 rows of bleachers over there. It goes the full length of the court, and I mean, they are packed in like sardines on that far side. JCC, they got a good following here too, despite the distance up here this afternoon. Riley Wellensick, Sophia Schmidt, Molly Weber, Ashley Beebe, and Harlan Lubin will be your starter tonight for Johnson County Central. I took a look for the state tournament. Say you aren't qualified. Well, we'll take a break here and be back. Give you that information.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Your mental health matters at every stage of life. Nemaha County Hospital invites you to a special presentation, Prioritize Your Mind, focused on practical mental health tips you can use every day. Join Dr. Anna Dammy, a licensed pediatric psychologist and board-certified behavior analyst, on Wednesday, March 4th at 2 o'clock in the hospital classroom. She'll share insights on improving mental well-being, including the impact of social media, the importance of quality sleep, and simple self-care strategies. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Ready to roll here in Pender. Stepping into the center circle, Hadley Walsh, 5'11 senior, the Pendragon, and for the T-Birds, Ashley Beatty, a 6'2 senior. JCC going right to left towards the east bucket here in the first half. They're in the road black uniform. Here's the tip, and the Pendragon control it. It goes to Myra Hansen. Take the ball over to the right side against the zone defense of Johnson County Central. Out on the left side, Hadley Walsh with it. Take it back over to Hansen on the right side. The bounce pass to the middle underneath. Shot up. Too strong, no good. Rebound. Sophia Schmidt for JCC. That shot missed by Keely Schrader. To the front court. BP off the left side to Lubin. And here's a three ball up and on the rim and no good. Put up there by the Thunderbird Molly Weber. And a rebound out to Macy Dolliver. Dolliver on the pass to the left side. Gets it back in the midcourt circle. Dribbles around the extended zone defense here. Keeps on moving. Pass the ball over to the far left side and a wing and a three ball up. Too strong. No good by Dolliver. And it bounces out long and it's ran down there by her teammate. And we've got a whistle as a foul, first foul of the ball game. Will go against Harley Lubin for Johnson County Central. First foul of the ball game. That rebound came out way long off the back of the iron that time. Now again, Macy Dolliver gives the ball up now for Hansen. Bounce pass down to the baseline and a ball tip. The race is on. Backcourt is picked up by the Pendragons. Give the ball up in the middle, spinning, kicking out to the right side for three. Up on the rim, no good. That shot missed by Hadley Walsh. And a rebound coming down to Ashley Beebe. Minute and a half gone by, no score yet here in this C2 district final. Off we go, Harley Lubin left side with the dribble of the elbow. We'll give it up now to Beebe. Beebe skips it across the court and a drive and a toss out to the top to Lubin. Three ball on the rim, it won't go. And they scrap for the rebound and it's off of the Pendragon. Unable to grab it up there was Keely Schrader. So it will be inbounded by Beebe from the baseline. Looking, going to take a wash. He got it in there. Making the catch will be Schmidt. Drives to the baseline, kicks it back to the top, and traveling. Getting the feet moving before the ball is on the net is Riley Wellenstedt for KCC. 6:05 to play, opening period here. To the front court with the basketball now. It's Madeline Dolliver with it. She is a senior. Macy Dolliver, a freshman. Back to Madeline. Bounce pass to the inside. In the paint, down the lane. Hadley Walsh puts the Pendragons ahead. 2-0 to the 5:48 mark, period number one. On the right side with the basketball. It goes over to the far side to Molly Weber. Molly to the top, and the ball knocked loose. The ball is stolen taken away by Madeline Dolliver. Leaves it back for three. On the left side, a three-pointer for Myra Hansen. And it's quickly 5-0. The Pendragons with the lead. To the front, inside, catch, shot up, and a backdoor right pass. Harley Lubin with the first 2 points of the game for JCC. Now it's 5-2. In the middle, they go, the Pendragons, and they kick it back out to the corner. And now on the baseline, driving around the defense with the basketball, Schrader. Back to the top and down the lane, scoop shot up, off the glass, no for Macy Dolliver. Freshman extremely active. Coach Jason Dolliver. I'll bet he's tired at the end of the game. He is up to pace in and tolerant. We've got a sub in for the Pendragons. Where is she at? There she is. Coming in is Riley Mosser. Riley Mosser is junior. Here's a pass. Weber cross court. Now back out top with it. Harley Lubin. Passes the ball away. Left side, Schmidt inside. A lot of contact on the shot. No good. And it's put up there by Wellington. Riley got pushed underneath the bucket. No foul call. At the other end. Left side wing and a bounce pass to the paint. Back out top. A fake and a drive and a kick to the wing on the left side. Three ball up. Three ball down again by Myra Hansen. We've got six. Our score goes at 8-2. And we've got a timeout on the floor taken by the T-Birds. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, time back in, ready to go. Here at Pender again. 8-2, the Pendragons with the lead by 6, and now they're going to bring on full court pressure. 30-second timeout, throw the ball ahead up the floor to Beatty. Now to Harley Lubin. Backcourt, Schmidt. Sophia look, goes right side to Weber, and throw to Wellenschick. And now down low, the pass goes baseline to Ashley Beatty, and Ashley had her toe on the inline, out of bounds. Pendragons get the ball back. We'll bring it up the floor here. On the right side with it is Macy Dolliver. Passes off, now come to the right side to Madeline Dolliver. She'll skip it across and a lob to the inside. A drive and stepping out of bounds on the far end is going to be Hadley Walsh. 5'11 senior limping as she comes up the floor. And I think she's going to stay in. JCC brings in Charlin Bobadilla. Charlin, a 5'9 senior, checks in for the T-Birds. And it will be full court pressure from the baseline. Bringing in the T-Birds, breaking up the floor nicely, being chased from behind. And now is Schmidt. Gets the ball away there to Molly Weber. Molly passes off, gets it right back. Lob in for Lubin, triple team. And the T-Birds lucky there, unable to make the catch with Hadley Walsh. They had three defenders around her. They tried to get into Harley. And it's tipped out of bounds by the Pendragons. From the baseline, the inbound comes in to Lubin. Harley kicks it back out of the top to Weber. Between the circles, uses up her dribble. Off the right side, Sophia Schmidt. Sophia drives to the baseline. Cut off, dumps inside. Lubin's shot is rejected out of bounds. 7 seconds left on the shot clock. It's 8-2, Pender with the lead. 3:13 to go here in period number one. All red, white, and black here at Pender. Ball comes in, Bobadilla, she'll make the catch, she'll drive to the free throw line, and shoots, and is fouled, will go to the free throw line. This foul will go against the Pendragons, and it's going to be on Riley Mosser, her first, team foul number one. Montague has the line up, and it rattles home. Charlotte Bobadilla gets her first point. It's 8-3 now. T-Birds trailing. Second one coming here. All the way up and rattles out. We got a whistle. He's going to get another one. We got a lane violation against Pender. Stepping in a little too quick was Briley Mosser. The official goes over to explain to her. Second one for Bobadilla again. Up and same result. Bounces off. Hadley Walsh with the rebound. She'll hand it off to Madeline Dolliver. Up the floor to Macy Dolliver. They play catch with it. And now it's a Ginnup drive for Macy Dolliver. Left side and a foul on JCC on a block. It's a pick him here, but I think it's going to be on Molly Weber. Yep. Molly picks up her first foul, second team foul on JCC here in quarter number one. 2:55 left in the period. Bring the ball in on the right side of the floor to Madeline Dolliver. Skips it across to the top of the key. Now she gets it back, fires a triple up. Too strong, rebound, bounces off the hands, and Schmidt couldn't hang on to it. Again, it's going to be the Pendragons with it. Jumping underneath, wide open. A little two-foot jumper up and good for Hadley Walsh. She has four, and the lead is seven. Biggest lead of the ball game, 10-3. To the front court come the T-Birds. They've got to find some offense here. Man-to-man take to Harley Lubin. Free throw line just a step under. She'll throw it up. I thought she was throwing a pass, but instead it hit the back iron, and it fell in. Harley's got 4 points. Here's a ball tipped by the T-Birds, but it gets through anyway. Pender with it. Throw the ball to the middle. It's deflected, but it's caught and put in by Mosser. Mosser with the two, and it's now 12-5. 7-point advantage. We come the other way now. Bobadilla with the basketball on the right side. Gives the ball up there to Lubin. Harley beyond the three-point line. Gives it away to Schmidt. Schmidt. Inside out, Lubin, three ball from the top of the key, good. She's got 7. Lead cut down to 4 now. To the front court we go with the Pendragons. Three ball set shot, left side, too strong. Opposite side of the rim, it bounces up long and comes back to the Pendragons. Out to the top, they pass with a lot of mustard on their passes, and we get a blocking foul on the T-Birds. Now, let's see. Kind of a bad feeling here. Yes, it is. It's going to be Harley Lubin, a block on the baseline, and she has 2 fouls. And into the game for GCC, Sage Rother, a 5'5 senior. Lubin will sit down. Also sit down Molly Weber. Who else came in there? All the way down to the other end of the floor. We're sitting here in the corner. Bounce pass in, shot up, no good by Walsh underneath. She got her own rebound, kicks it out of there, out of the top, swing it right side again. Bounce pass into Walsh, throws to the paint. We've got a scrub picked up by the Pendragons. Three-pointer from the corner. No, we got a whistle to stop play. What do we got? Foul on JCC. That foul is going to be on Charlotte Bobadilla, her first team foul number 4. Bring the ball in. Walsh makes the catch, tries to put it up in the paint, and gets fouled, and will go to the line. Leighton Beathy is a 5'8 sophomore. She's the other T-Bird that came into the ballgame there on the break. So Bobadilla has 2 fouls. Is that what he said? It is what he said. First free throw is up. Shooting is Walsh, and it's good. That's 5 free throw here, no good, but it's tipped away, and it's out of bounds. Touch last by Sage Rother. Couldn't get a hold of it. The ball falls out of bounds on the sideline. So the Pendragons hands it. Hands it, passes off, gets it back. High post, kicks it back out now to Madeline Dolliver. Off the right side and a drive and a bounce pass down. No good. Rebound put up. Back by Walsh. She can't get it. Rebound ends up rattling around. Picked up by the T-Birds. 32 on the clock. The game clock and shot clock are basically the same. In the front court with the ball in the hands of Leighton Beefy. Out top and a pass short going to Ashley Beefy. And it was intercepted. Layup attempt at the other end is no good. Rebound, Bobadilla. 12 on the game clock here. Now the T-Birds need to hustle it up the floor here. She stopped, goes cross court. Schmidt, 3.5 on the clock. They may not get one off. They throw a desperation shot up. Hits the outside of the net. After one, it's 10-13. Johnson County Central Girls, 8 in the C2 District Final. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, Fast celebrates the student-athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny, 101.3.
We return here to Pender for second quarter action here this evening on Sunny 101.3. It's going to be Pender basketball to get things underway here in the second quarter. They lead it 13-8. Harley Lubin back in the ballgame for Johnson County Central with the two fouls. She has 7 points in that first quarter. To the front court. Here come the Pendragons. Take the ball out. Now a bounce pass inside. Boy, that's their attack. Get those guards out beyond the three-point line and bounce it in there. Get it to the middle however they can. They try it again. The ball is saved in from going out of bounds and picked up by Macy Dolliver. Now back in the middle to Walsh. Walsh will throw it to the corner and back out to the top. Macy Dolliver. Three on the shot clock to the left corner for three. No good. Rebound follow-up no good by Hadley Walsh. But she is fouled on the putback attempt. Foul will go against Riley Wellensick, her first and the first foul of the second quarter. Walsh will go to the line where she's 1-for-2 in the contest. First one on the way is up and rattles off for the senior. She'll have another one coming here. Second free throw coming up here for Hadley Walsh, and it's up and it's headed. And the lead is now 6 again at 14-8. KCC coming up the floor with the basketball. Leighton Beefy stayed in there, hands it off now to the top. Thinking about a three ball, Harley Reyes in the game. Did not take it. She entered at the quarter break. Now with it again is Leighton Beefy for three. Off the side, no good. Rebound comes down to the hands of Kaylee Schrader. Schrader off to Madeline Dolliver. Swing it back to her on the right side. She goes underneath on the right side of the lane. With it is Walsh. Did she walk with it? Yes, she did. That's the whistle. And it goes back to the T-Birds, down by 6. They've not really got on track the offense. We've been down just by 6 here. To the front court with the basketball, Leighton Beefy. Picked up at midcourt, goes up top, Ashley Beefy. Off the pass goes to Harley Reyes. Underneath Ashley Beefy and down the lane, shot up, no, but a whistle and a foul. And a pair of free throws coming here for GCC. Foul on Madeline Dolliver. Dollar picked up her first foul. That's the first foul of the quarter on Pender. At the line is Riley Wellensick. Sophomore sets, fires, and rattles out of there. Except for on that rim, it's 10 balls around, and that one won't go. She'll have another one here. Again, Wellensick ready. On the way up, and in and out, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Hadley Walsh. Walsh off to Macy Dolliver. Cross court. Back to her. Madeline Dolliver off the right side. And a pass down to the baseline. Work the ball back out top now to Myra Hansen. Give it off left side. Long three from the wing is no good. And an offensive rebound brought down by Hansen. And a steal on an outlet by JCC. Going in and stealing it back and then losing it back was Penn. Oh, I'm going to give that a referee. I thought it was going to be GCC ball. The referee says no. With the steal was Leighton Beatty. She came down against a double team. They caught her from behind, knocked it loose, and went off of another Pendragon. And then it went off of the Beatty, Leighton Beatty again. Now here's the ball to the left corner, and it's knocked out of bounds by Sophia Schmidt, who checked back in during the break of the action there for Thunderbirds. All right, inbound from the baseline will be Pender. Pender comes all the way out top, coming over to make the catch is Hansen. Gives the ball up there to Madeline Dolliver. Now she goes right back to her in the corner. Now back out top for three. Three-pointer for Madeline Dolliver, her first points of the game. And the lead is now 9 and 17-8. KCC, Harley Lubin will hand the ball off to Harley Reyes. Get the ball away, Reyes. Back to Lubin. Passes right side of the wing. Inside it goes. Turnaround off the glass. No good. Leighton Beatty can't connect. Pendragon rebound to the front. They come left side. Throw it across the court. Tip deflected by JCC by Reyes. Controlled by the Pendragons. And a foul on the offensive end. Foul would go against Haley Schrader. That will be her first. All right. Should be anyway. At any rate, it's second team foul. We'll check the scoreboard again in a moment. Schrader came out of the ball game. With the ball is Molly Weber for JCC. Floats it down the lane, up, no good. Rebound to Lubin. It's up. It won't go, but a whistle and a foul. Harley Lubin with her offensive rebound, and she'll be at the line to shoot a pair here. This time, the foul will go against Mosser again. Mosser has two. Free throw is no good. Mosser comes out of the contest. Once again, Harley Lubin, inbound is up, and it's good. She leads JCC with 8 points, and they're down by eight. To the front court we go, right side, in the hands of Macy Dolliver. Passes off, gets it back, leaves it to Madeline Dolliver. Cross court with a skip, and now down low, it goes inside to Walsh. Walsh across the lane, now with the pass, out on the left side. And a three-pointer up and good by Madeline Dolliver. She's made her last two, and it's now an 11-point advantage for Pender. Give the ball in the front court, Harley Reyes. Off it goes to Weber. Molly has now down in the corner with the basketball, well in stick. And she's called for fouling in front of that very large, very loud student section over there for the Pendragons. They will inbound it on the side. Head up the floor. Macy Dolliver. Give the ball up. Now now a screen. Three ball up and a three ball down once again by Madeline Dolliver. This time at the right elbow. And the timeout on the floor. That lead has been extended now to 14 points by the Pendragon. We'll take a 30-second break. Be back on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Sunny
101.3. Time out on the floor, called by Johnson County Central. Shea Hart girls advance the state tournament tonight with a win. They picked up a win tonight, 43-40 over the O'Neill St. Mary's Cardinals. 43-40, the Irish win. They're now 18-8 on the air. The Oakland Craig team, ranked number 3 in C2, defeats the Freeman Falcons 59-45. Freeman season kind of went in 59-45, the score in that one. T-Bird basketball, 3:43 to go in quarter number 2. Hey, thanks to all of our sponsors that help bring you this basketball action on Sunny 101.3. Free thrower area up, no. Can't connect to Harley Lubin. Rebound to Pendragons. Bringing it up, Madeline Dolliver. Right side to Macy Dolliver. She goes with the left hand and passes. Deflected, stolen by Ashley Beefy. Give the ball off on the right side across the lane. And a foul. Sophia Schmidt brought it up. Went across the lane with the pass. Shot of Riley Wellensick was blocked, but she got fouled and will go to the line. Foul this time will go against Riley Schrader. Free throw won't go. Alright, second free throw coming here. Three boys district finals coming your way next Monday evening. Free throw good. Riley Wellensick, she's on the board. With her first point of the ball game. And the lead is now 13. And a bad pass. Skipping it over from the right to the left side and up into the stands will give the T-Birds the ball back. 2:57 to go. Quarter number 2, 23-10. Pender with the lead. Up the floor, Harley Lubin had it stripped away and stolen by the Pendragon. Madeline Dolliver will bring it up. She'll throw it up the floor. Pass inside, knocked away, stolen back by the T-Birds. Good defense, excellent anticipation that time, knowing the ball is going to the middle. Coming up the floor with it will be Sophia Schmidt. Off it goes to Ashley Beefy, now to Lubin for three. Off the left side, no good, and the rebound to Hadley Walsh. Like all the Pendragons can handle the ball a little bit. Now another long pass. This basketball court here just looks huge. I know they're the same size, but it really looks huge in this gym. Taking up into the middle, and a layup good. Boy, they're just killing the T-Birds with those passes to the inside. That's 8 for Hadley Walsh. 3 buckets in the paint, a couple of free throws. Harley Lubin, left block, back in. Did she travel? No, whistle and a foul. Official heads over to the clock and the score table. Foul is going to go on Hadley Walsh for first. Lubin's free throw too strong, no good. poked away by the T-Birds again. Driving in all the way to the paint. Too strong, no good by Riley Welichick. Contact, but no whistle. The defense wasn't set. And they didn't really have that much contact. Myra Hanson has it taken away on the pass. Up the floor with a steal. Schmidt again. And the T-Birds have tried to stop and make a pass. Good ball for traveling on the far side. We're on the north side of the gym. T-Bird are going to the east end here in the first half. Minute 10 to go in the second quarter, 25-11. Pender with the lead. Take it down in the paint. Knocked away from Hadley Walsh. She dribbles towards the hoop this time. So we will inbound from the baseline for the Pendragons. Walsh in the free throw circle. Pass it off into the game alley. She'll pass the left side. Three-pointer in and out. No good. The rebound grabbed by Ashley Beefy. Finally found somebody she could get the ball away to, and up the floor with the ball on the run. And a foul on the Pendragon. Bringing the ball up that time on the sideline with Molly Weber. Foul on Pender. This time goes on. That one goes on Macy Dolliver, her first. Team foul number five is free throw. JCC. Molly Weber, the line, knocks it down. Into the game for JCC. Charlotte Bobadilla again. Staying down to be Harley Luver with the two fouls. 45 seconds left in this first half. Weber's second one up, second one good. She's got her first two of the night, and it's a 13-point advantage for Pender. About a 9-second difference between the shot and the game clock here. And the ball batted away by Bobadilla. Out of bounds. It will belong to the Pendragons. Bring it in, Macy Dolliver. Looking, passes left side. Nope. She went to make the pass, put it in both hands, and she dropped the ball. That's a double dribble. She will check out of the contest, replaced there now by Allie Reuter again. In the backcourt, having trouble getting forward, Sophia Schmidt now does. Weber inside for Ashley Beefy, double team. Kick it out. Ari Lubin just checks back in. 15-footer base free throw line won't go. Rebound to Walsh on the run the other way. Stop, top of the key, dishes off, down right side. Pass inside to Walsh again. Moves across the lane and a reach-in foul on GCC. Foul against. That foul going, on Sophia Schmidt, her first. I thought he could have just two fingers. They don't have one of those. Well, they do, but you're not in the ball game. 4.5 seconds to go. The ball comes in. Out to the top. Two on the clock. Away with the shot up, and no good. Shot up by Madeline Dolliver. Won't go at the end of the half. 25-13 at halftime. Pender with the lead over Johnson County Central. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family has been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Call Vern Kettlehake at 402-335-8189.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Halftime here at Pender, and our lead belongs to the Pendragons by a score of 25-13. Our halftime report presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but they're far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. In the first half of the T-Birds tonight, they are led by Harley Lubin. She has 9 in the ballgame. That includes 2 of 4 at the line. Molly Weber has 2 on a couple of free throws. 1 for Charlotte Badibabadia and 1 for Riley Wellensick. T-Birds held to just 3 first half field goals. And they had no field goals in the second quarter. They went 5 out of 10 at the free throw line. They have 2 fouls each on Charlotte Badibabadia and 2 on Harley Lubin in the first half. Nobody else with more than 1. For the Pendragons, Pender, they are led by Hadley Walsh, who's been the recipient of some excellent passes in the first half in that low paint area. She's got 8. Madeline Dolliver, senior, has 9 in the first half, all on three-pointers. In fact, she made all 3 in the matter of about 2 minutes. Myra Hans has a couple of triples for 6 points, and Riley Mosser has 2 points. The Pendragons are 2 out of 4 at the free throw line in the first half. 2 fouls on Riley Mosser. Nobody else with more than 1 for the Pendragons here in the first half. Pender looking to go 25-2 on the year with a win and a state trip, trying to get a 4th consecutive state title. JCC looking to get their 19th win of the year, and as Johnson County Central School District, their first trip for the girls to the state tournament. Our halftime report presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but they're far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We'll take a break here from our sponsors. We'll check the weather, more sponsor for you, and then we'll come back and give you some more information about what's coming up next week on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the Game of the Week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. We're a mortuary in southeast Nebraska with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. We're a mortuary, their family serving your family.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Look for mainly clear skies tonight. Temperatures fall back into the mid-30s with winds out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Saturday, plenty of sunshine, but a little bit cooler with highs in the low 60s. Winds out of the northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy with temperatures falling back into the mid-20s. A chance of snow on Sunday with a dusting up to an inch of accumulation, heavier snow off to our north and northeast. We'll see a high temperature in the mid-30s with northeasterly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Snow begins to taper off Sunday night. We could see a little bit of freezing rain mixing in before all is said and done. Temperatures fall back into the mid-20s with winds out of the east at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Monday, chance of rain with highs in the low 40s. Tuesday, rain likely with high temperatures reaching the upper 40s. That's a look at your latest forecast. In the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
Hey Thunderbirds, winter's almost over, but cold and flu season is in full swing. Chief Drug in downtown Tecumseh is here to help you get through the season as easy as possible. Don't have your flu shot? It's never too late to get one. Give us a call and you can get that flu shot same day. While you're in, grab everyday essentials like cold meds, vitamins, bandages, and more. Locally owned, community trusted. Chief Drug keeps Tecumseh healthy one neighbor at a time. On the square in downtown Tecumseh.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947. Raise your glass, grab a sandwich, and settle in. The Grain Bed in Tecumseh has something for everyone to enjoy. From old-fashioned soda fountain sips to stack sandwiches and Nebraska craft brews on tap, it's your hometown hangout. Open Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 8. Follow the fun on Facebook and Instagram, at The Grain Bin Tecumseh, so you can keep up with all of our specials and events. Now let's cheers to good times, downtown on the square in Tecumseh, at The Grain Bin.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them. We win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
John Nixon along with you here at Portside. Ray Petting running the controls back at the studio. Final tonight in Rockport, district play. Rockport over Mound City, 41-37. 41-37. Rockport advances to the next round. Coming up next week, I believe that's on Monday night. They'll play in their next round. See it coming up from Mound City. A girls district action in Nebraska. Woke and Craig beat Freeman tonight. 59-45, the final there. Here at halftime is Pender. Our score is 25-13. Pender with the lead. Coming up here on Sunny 101.3 next Monday night, Auburn Bulldogs will be at home. And they'll be hosting Omaha Concordia. You can hear it at 6:30 with a tip-off on Sunny 101.3. JCC ball to start quarter number three. Out talk. Take a load to Ashley Beaton. He goes back out to the top to Sophia Schmidt. Sophia passed to the middle, knocked away. It came back to her. And she'll shoot it and miss it. Rebound to Pender. 5 o'clock Monday afternoon. The Fall City Cigar Irish will be hosting Layton, Nebraska in D2 Boys District Finals action at the Rowe Activity Center. Cody Schwall will have that for you on KTNC. Here's the ball knocked loose on the far side by the T-Birds. Out of bounds. Tender ball. They shoot on the end. We're sitting on here this time at the east end this second half. We've got Harley Lubin, Ashley Beefy, Molly Weber, Sophia Schmidt, and Riley Wellensick in the game for the T-Birds. All right, out top of the ball, swinging across, stolen away by Sophia Schmidt. Sophia drives to the paint, stops, leaves it back, free ball up and short, no good by Weber. Rebound to the Dragons. Coming up the floor, Walsh all the way to the hole, off the backboard, and it rolls in. Just about fell out, but it went in, and the lead is now 14 points. The biggest lead of the ball game has been 15. All right, Thunder Bird basketball also on Monday night. More basketball on KTNC. It'll be Johnson Brock boys at Freeman. Two wild card teams getting together in Class C2. They'll meet up for the third time this year in the district final. The winner going to state. We've got a foul on the Dragons this time. On now the inbound. Harley Lubin makes the catch. Drive. Her shot is rejected. Blocked, taken away by Madeline Dolliver. Foul that time on Pender. Goes on Hadley Walsh, her second. And at the other end, KCC takes the ball away. So Jason Dolliver, not happy. Takes the ball to Lubin on the front, on the right side, the elbow. With the ball and a drive underneath Schmidt. And no, not Schmidt, instead that was Molly Weber. 20, not 12. So we will play it in from the baseline with the T-Birds. And bring it in to the middle and now kick it out. Three ball up and finally one to the end. Riley Willensick with her first field goal tonight. And now it's an 11-point game. KCC down 27-16. Traveling as the pass goes from court. Macy Dolliver. She got to walking before she got the pass away. Timeout. Pender. They lead by 11. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
5:49 to go in the third quarter. It's Johnson County Central Basketball. They'll bring the ball in. Molly Weber to the backcourt. Up the floor now. It goes to Wellensick. Wellensick to Sophia Schmidt. To Lubin. Looking for a cutter from the right side. Now will be the T-Birds. Wellensick back to the far side. Inside. Back out. Schmidt moves up, fires a floater, it won't go, and the rebound grabbed up by Hadley Walsh. Hadley Walsh will bring it up herself. Oh, and a foul on Harley Lewin way out top. She ran into Walsh and picks up Harley's third foul of this ballgame. First one of the third quarter. Leading score for the T-Birds on the year. They can't really afford to have her sit in this one. Here to drive by Walsh. A bucket is good. A foul is called. An and one coming here for Pender. Foul will go on Molly Weber. Her second. Bucket is good for Walsh. She's got a dozen and looking for a baker's dozen now. The lead is 13 again. Free throw up and rattles home. Now a 14 point lead. And out of the game goes Kaylee Schrader. In the lineup again comes Riley Mosher. To the front court, Riley Wellensick for the T-Birds. 5 minutes to go in the third off the left side. Swing the ball around the perimeter of the defense here. Kick it out left side of the drive. And up short, no good off the left side of the drive there by Schmidt. Here come the Pit Dragons to the front. And they go to the baseline, lost it, and the T-Birds take it away. Ashley Beatty on the ground, digging it out of there, gets it over to Harley Lubin, who's on the ground as well. And now they're in the front court with the ball. Is Sophia Schmidt. Looks at it, didn't take the three, goes inside to Ashley Beatty, and the paint up. Too strong, got her own rebound, but we got a push foul, and that's going to be on Ashley Beatty underneath and gets her first foul. Ashley will pick up her first foul of evening. Team foul number three. All right, back up the floor will come Pender. With the ball, Bobadilla, Charlotte Bobadilla, 5'9 senior, checks in for the T-Birds. Bring the ball to the left side of the floor. That's going to be Madeline Dolliver. Pass it off to Macy Dolliver and back to Madeline. And now a pass to the middle, a steal, and a foul on Pender. And Coach Jason Dolliver just about to have a fit. Now what do we got? Referee is, oh, give me the ball on this side. Okay. Foul. Let's see. Box too close. I can't see what they're calling on the officials. Foul is on. No, I don't see who it went on, but at any rate, it's team foul number three. Number one. Excuse me. Now we've got foul on GCC. I never thought on GCC. Excuse me. Foul was going against Riley Wellensick. I'm sorry. You get that all straight now. That's 14 fouls. There's the ball diving on the floor and digging it out again. Riley Wellensick up the floor to Schmidt. Needs help to our teammate out front. Harley Lubin fires long distance. Short. Comes down to the Pit Dragons. Up the floor with the ball comes Myra Hansen. A little sloppy for both teams at the moment. Driving into the paint, into Walsh, taken away. She couldn't catch it. Taking it away, Molly Weber. Weber to Schmidt, calling out the play. She heads up the floor, tapping her chin. Gets the ball away to Molly Weber. To Lubin, kicks it out right corner. Schmidt back to Lubin, right baseline, moving in. Shot blocked, but a whistle and a foul. Foul on Hadley Walsh, her third. He fouled number two of the quarter. All right, at the free throw line, Charlie Lubin. Two out of four. Up. And got it. That gives her 10 points in the game. The lead is 13. Harley Lubin ready again. 6 foot senior. Gets herself set up. And off the front edge, no good. Rebound falls down to the hands of Madeline Dolliver. Left side with it. It goes to Mosser. Back over to the right side with it. Macy Dolliver. And her fourth triple of the ball game. The lead is 16. That's the biggest advantage of the contest. Inside Schmidt. Out to the right side. Bobadilla short. Rebound. Ball fought the rebounder, but it's controlled by Madeline Dolliver. To the top. Off the left side it goes Macy Dolliver against the 2-3 zone. Now out on the left side it'll be Macy to Madeline. Out to the right side, skip it over again to Madeline for three. And down. She's got 15 all on three-pointers. And the lead is now 19. And timeout by GCC. They trail 36-17. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
Sunny 101.3.
2 minutes, 16 seconds to go here in quarter number three. At Pender tonight, John Nixon along with you here. Top of the hour, you're listening to Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Falls City, and Tecumseh. We're ready to get back to action here. Timeout taken by Coach Garrett Collin for KCC. And it will be T-Bird ball, Bobadilla to inbound. Gets the ball in to Sophia Schmidt. Comes up the right side of the floor. Dishes off Harley Lubin. Top of the key, right side. Looks, gets the ball off Bobadilla. Bobadilla with it, drives to the circle. Back out top, she will get the ball away to Schmidt. Or that's 13, that's Leighton BP to check in during the timeout. Harley Lubin, off it goes again to BP, to BP. Inside, two-pointer by Ashley BP. The assist goes to Leighton BP. 36-19. Front court for the Pendragons. Lob it across, three ball up. On the rim, no good by Madeline Dolliver. Rebound to Harley Lubin. Cut off the midcourt. Spins. Spins again to the baseline, or to the sideline, excuse me. Crossword, Bobadilla up the ladder, make the catch. She'll get the ball to Sophia Schmidt. Schmidt over to the far side it goes. With the ball in the hands of Leighton Beebe again. Lubin with it. Top of the key, inside to Ashley Beathy, down the lane, off the glass for two more. 36-21. Lead down now to 15. T-Birds may have found something here. Walsh inside, playing the defense, has three fouls when she's in there. Out at the moment. Here's a three-pointer at the other end, no good by Madeline Dolliver. Bobadilla comes out with the ball and will give it to Schmidt. Schmidt up the left side of the court with 30 seconds to go in the third. Hands it off to Leighton Beebe. To Lubin. Down the lane. Floater. No. Rebound brought down by Riley Mosser. Mosser to Madeline Dolliver. 14 on the game clock in the third quarter. Hands it off to Macy Dolliver. She'll dribble from the left side of the court to the right. Hands it back now to Madeline Dolliver. Three on the clock. Inside, all alone. The layup is good. A masterful play at the end. They worked all the way around, one side to the other. Then to the baseline. After three, Pender 38. Johnson County Central 21. Back in 1 minute on ATS 71.3 KLDA.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
February is the month for love and a time to focus on keeping our hearts healthy. Heart disease still remains one of the leading health concerns in the U.S., but small, consistent lifestyle choices can make a big difference. Our friends at Nemaha County Hospital encourage us to stay active, eat heart-smart foods, manage stress, and know our numbers like blood pressure and cholesterol. Talk with your healthcare provider about steps to take to protect your heart today and for years to come. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
to the state tournament next week on Wednesday, I believe it is. All right, the ball's in the hands of Macy Dolliver. 2-3 zone by Johnson County Central. Walsh back in the game. They're leading the score with 13. Here's a three-pointer from the corner for Adam Dolliver. Missed it. Harley Lubin ahead up the floor. Pushing it forward to Harley Reyes back in. And he's trying to get rid of the ball, and traveling will be called. Sage Rother is in there for JCC. Start this fourth period. Bob Adia is in. Ashley BP and Harley Lubin, a bunch of seniors in there for JCC now. Up the floor on the right side, Walsh. Contact with Bobadilla, no call. Bounce pass inside, Walsh will take it across the lane. And now kick it back out to Dolliver for three. Dolliver with 18, all of them on three-point buckets in the game. Dolliver, Macy Dolliver comes down. I don't know what happened. I didn't see it. Looks like she's lost her air. She's going to come out of the ball game for the moment. Checking in will be Allie Ritar.
Allie Ritar into the Pender.
Ritar into the game for Pender. All of our broadcasts available worldwide on the MSC Sports app, MSC Radio app, actually. You get all of our ball games, all of our programming, everything right there on the World Wide Web. Front court for GCC, Bobadilla with the basketball, holds it, dribbles left. Picks up her dribble, now moves to the left side with the pass. Gets it away, and now out to the top. Three-pointer on the way, no good by Sage Rocker. Rebound, Lubin, can't connect. Rebound to Bobadilla. She'll shoot it. Block. And coming down with it is Ritar. 41-21. It's the biggest lead of the ball game. 20 points for Pender. They won the state title the last 3 years in C2. To the front. Ball knocked loose in the backcourt away from Sage Rocker. And she is able to get it back away. She goes to the floor and gets called for traveling. What a year it's been for the GCC girls. They made it into the state volleyball tournament. Had a terrific season. Lost a heartbreaker at state. Now we go the other way. Having a terrific basketball season. 18-6 at the moment. 41-21. Jason Dolliver saying, pull it out, hold him away. Back in the game is Macy Dolliver. Here's Walsh to the left side to Madeline Dolliver. Over to Macy, and a nice wraparound pass to the bucket. And a layup good for Moss. That was a terrific pass. That's the second one she's thrown tonight. It's been really nice. Here's the ball forced up into the stand by Pender, knocked away by Ritar. Checking in for the T-Birds, Sophia Schmidt back in there. Also in the game, Riley Wellensick. 5:42 left. T-Bird ball on the sideline. Lob it in. Beathy with the catch. The put up and the foul. She's got her third hoop. She'll go to the line to shoot a free throw here. Foul will go on Pender. That foul will go on Mosser. That's her third. First foul in quarter number four. Ready. Three throw up and out. In came out. Sometimes you just get to wonder how in the world the ball gets out of there, but it did. The front court with the rebound and the ball tender, and we get a push foul on GCC. On the far side of the floor, foul will be on Riley Wellensick, her third. First foul of the period on the T-Birds. Pender, basketball into Macy Dolliver. Left side, three ball on the front edge, no good for Ritar. And a rebound foul. Ritar, I'm guessing, she has a very disgusted look on her face. Weber can't connect. Ball bounces off to the right side of the floor, and it's going to go out of bounds. On the sideline, former coach Garrett Collin was standing for the T-Birds. Our presenting sponsor tonight's action is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, building more than projects, they're building community. To the front, Walsh to the baseline, and a push foul, trying to keep her out of the paint. Ashley Beebe called for her second foul. 4:53 left. Triggering from the baseline will be Madeline Dolliver into Macy Dolliver. Three ball left corner, no. Rebound picked off by Sophia Schmidt, and she's going to be fouled. Foul on Hendrick is going to be on Hadley Walsh, her fourth. She'll check out of the game. Back into the game, Allie Rattar. Down low is going to be Myra Hansen now. Weber with the ball, right side, off to Harley Lubin. Harley Moose floats the pass inside and a push foul. Or no? No, it just goes off the hand of Riley Wellens. It looked like she had a little help losing her balance trying to catch that pass that time from down here in my corner. But the official standing right there said, nope, send her ball. Off the far side and a foul on Harley Lubin. Runs into the Pendragon and going to the floor is Madeline Dolliver. Lubin picks up her fourth foul with 4:23 to go in this fourth quarter. That's three team fouls on JCC. Here in the midway point of this final period, in traffic with the basketball is Hansen. Gives the ball off, swinging around, now coming back to near left side. Macy Dolliver gets the ball away down the lane. Hansen, free throw line, double team, got it away to Macy Dolliver. She's screened off with the referee. Now gets the ball to the right side and a bounce pass down inside. And we've got 4 seconds on the shot clock and we've got high up. Hell ball will go to Johnson County Central. 3:52 left. 43-23. Hendra with the lead. Ashley Beefy works right side, hands off Molly Weber. Drives to the baseline, cross court, back out, Lubin. Gets the ball away. Schmidt drives in, cut off, back to Lubin. Left side, Weber to the paint. Free throw line up. And the ball out of bounds off the Pendragon. Well, they got a foul. Foul. Foul will go against. I don't see that. Thought the score sailed right in the middle of the floor. Of course, we're sitting down at the end of the floor here. Free throw is no good for Molly Weber. She'll get one more here. Foul was on Allie Rattar, her first. Weber's free throw up and good. Molly's 3 out of 4 at the line tonight. 43-24, the lead defender. Timeout on the floor. 3:31 to go, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back at Pender, Nebraska, John Nixon along with you here tonight. Ready to go after the timeout. And it's going to be Pender basketball. Thank you. to the front court will be Macy Dolliver. Down low, now to Schrader. Back to Macy Dolliver. Over on the right side, back to Macy Dolliver. Try the left side with Myra Hansen. They play catch around the perimeter. They haven't even got to the three-point line yet. Now, Hansen drives. And foul. Blocking foul on ACC. Bucket is good. And the Johnson County Central foul is going to be on Ashley Beattie. That's her third. Two-pointer there for Hansen. He is her 10 in the game. Free throw is no good. And the rebound picked off by Ashley Beattie for the T-Birds. Up the floor with a 21-point lead or 21-point deficit now for the Thunderbirds. Harley Lubin has it. They play around the perimeter, the zone defense. Off the left side, a drive and a shot up, whistle and a foul. Driving in there with it that time again for the receivers. Sage Rother. No, 12. I'm sorry. Sophia Schmidt, my 12 and my 22 center. I can only see half of them at a time. Only see one side of the numbers, I'm guessing. 2:47 to go at the line. Hope he gets Sophia Schmidt. First free throw attempt tonight. Up. And no good. Hung on the rim for a moment, but wouldn't fall. Should get another one here. Good rebound. Harley Lubin, the putback is good. Harley's got a dozen. That's her first field goal since the first quarter. To the front court comes Pender. They play catch out near midcourt. Now take it left side. Macy Dolliver, the freshman. Back out top to Hadley Walsh. Shot clock. Running down here down to 10 seconds. Have to let the clock run. Oh, it might have been a double dribble. Here's the three ball right side. On the rim, no for Madeline Dolliver and a rebound. Harley Lubin comes down with the rebound. And a foul will be called on Macy Dolliver. Madeline Dolliver. On number four, that's Macy Dolliver. That's her third foul. Fourth foul of the quarter. Fifth foul of the quarter. So JCC is going to shoot some more free throws. Harley Lubin putting the final moments into a great career for Johnson County Central. T-Bird's first drill to break the 1,000-point mark in her career. Can't connect on this one. JCC. 8 out of 19 at the free throw line, and now 9 out of 20 as she hits that one. Our score goes now 45-27. And Harley Lubin just got away with her fifth foul there as he knocking down Madeline Oliver. Dolliver, excuse me. And now we get a whistle, we get a foul. And that is Harley Lubin's fifth foul. She's going to get it one way or another, apparently, and Harley fouls out of her last high school basketball game with a minute 54 to go in the ballgame. But a great career it has been. 13 points tonight for Harley Lubin to lead the way for Johnson County Central. Checking in will be, once again, Sherlyn Bobadilla. Just a minute 54 to go. The free throw on the way up is good for Madeline Dolliver. She leads all scorers with 19. That's her first point. That's not a three-point bucket in the ball game tonight. Second one coming up here. It's up. It's no good for the senior. Rebound coming down to Sophia Schmidt. No, that was not. That was 10. That was Riley Wellington. Excuse me. 12, 10, not 12. All right. Bobadilla goes inside, and it'll be Schmidt outside into Molly Weber for three. Off the mark, no. And the rebound of the Pendragons with 90 seconds to go in the contest. They head up the floor here with it to Hadley Walsh again. She drives the baseline all the way to the hole. Layup is good. Went around the corner and turned in and put it shooting off the glass. Walsh now with 15 in the game. Lead is 21 again. And we've got timeout. T-Birds, 1:12 to go. We'll return to Pender after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Directorate and Premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
1:12 left in this ballgame. Pender going to make it back to state for the fourth straight year and have a chance to win their fourth straight state championship. Here to drive, Bobadilla off the glass, won't go. Foul on the rebound or just fell out of bounds? It fell out of bounds. It's going to be Pender ball with 64 seconds left. Here comes Leighton Beefy for JCC. Harley Reyes checking in for the T-Birds. Also in the game for Johnson County Central will be Audrey Case. And who else? One more. Who's missing? Harley Reyes is in. Sage Ross are back in as well. Two players in. Laney Pitts working the ball. Here's a shot up. No good by Gazelle Holloway. Fight for the rebound. One by Pender. They have it on the right sideline. In the hands of Retard. She throws the high post right back to her. Skips it to the near side to Tim. Tim drives, shoots, it won't go. Tim, freshman, couldn't get it knocked down. And up the floor with the ball comes Sage Rother. Sage spins, she looks, passed the ball forward, gets the ball away to Leighton Beebe. 15 seconds to go. And Pender trying to commit a foul. They want to get some players in. The foul would go on Giselle Holloway. Coach is saying, Fowler, Fowler. If she ran up to her and put her in a bear hug. The referee says, Coach should have just told us when he called a timeout probably there. That's 12.5 seconds to go. Maddie Trimble checking in, a 5'6 sophomore. At the free throw line, Leighton Beebe. Nice assist earlier in the game. Sophomore and rattles it home. 48-28. Here comes JCC's Peyton Brandt, 6-foot sophomore. And now the second free throw for Leighton Beefy. Ready, fires, switches it home. Leighton Beefy knocks down two, it's 48-29. Check into the game. Four players here for the Pendragon. Adeline Knife into the game. Now up the floor, it's knocked away. It's going to be GCC basketball with 7 seconds to go. Triggering it in will be Harley Reyes. Get the ball away there to Audrey Case. Take it over to the right side, and that is the ball game. Pender 48, Johnson County Central 49, 48-29. Your final. We'll wrap it up after this 1 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do, from manufacturing to customer service. Our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions, proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years. FAST celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Sunny 101.3.
Final score, our game tonight is Pender 48 and Johnson County Central 29. 48-29, your final score. Johnson County Central finishes the year 18 wins and 7 losses. Pender will go back to the state tournament, trying to get their fourth consecutive state title. They are now 25-2 on the season. Taking a look at the scoring in the ball game tonight for Johnson County Central. They were led by Harley Lubin, who finished her career tonight with 13 points. Ashley Beatty, another senior, scored 6 in the game. Molly Weber had 3. Charlene Bobadilla had 1. Leighton Beatty had 2 and 4 for Riley Wellenset. Last GCC game for Bobadilla. Also, Sage Roth finished her career. Ashley Beatty, Harley Lubin, finishing out their high school basketball careers for Johnson County Central tonight. Pender only had 4 players score in a ballgame, and it was 19 for Madeline Dolliver, including 6 triples. Hadley Walsh had 15 in the game, 10 for Myra Hansen, and 4 for Briley Moser off the bench for their total of 48. So the Pendragons back to the state tournament next week in Class C2. Also next week, Johnson will be Fall City Sigmar Irish. They will be back to the state tournament for the 19th time in the last 20 years. 15 in a row, I believe the number is now. The Irish with a win tonight, 43-40, a hard-fought victory at the rack in Fall City over the O'Neill St. Mary's Cardinals. Congratulations, Coach Luke Sano and his squad. And congratulations to Coach Garrett Cullen and his GCC Lady Thunderbirds on an 18-7 season. Boys basketball district finals coming up Monday, 5 o'clock on KTNC. Sigmar Boys will host the Leighton Warriors. At 7 o'clock on KTNC, it'll be the Johnson Brock Eagles at Freeman to take on the Falcons in Class C2 district finals. And here on Sunny 101.3 on Monday night, Auburn will host Omaha Concordia. That's 6:30 game Monday night on Sunny 101.3. For studio engineer Ray Penning, I'm John Nixon. Good night, everybody, from Pender, Nebraska.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.